This morning on WCHL, the Supreme Court has ruled and towing regulations are in while the cell phone ban is out.
It's good news for cities in North Carolina that we have the authority to regulate towing from private lots.
Orange County residents get ready for a 2-cent property tax increase for schools.
We have a lot of people in Orange County that are living paycheck to paycheck. They're having a hard time putting food on the table, much less any of what many of us take for granted, including myself.
And the Moral Monday crowd will turn its attention to the workforce. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Chapel Hill High has found a volleyball veteran to replace a veteran of its own. And
how good are the San Antonio Spurs?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is another muggy day, although not quite as warm today. 67 degrees right now, our high today in the middle 80s, and a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms today. The Supreme Court has decided against passing the law that would ban cell phone use while driving in Chapel Hill. The law would have also constrained towing in the town as well. Despite the back-and-forth discussion since 2012, the ordinance had not gone into effect due to various legal issues. This latest decision to strike down the law was agreed upon unanimously. Manager of a local towing business, George King, sued Chapel Hill over both laws. Due to the rule that would require towers to alert police within 15 minutes of making a tow, King said he could not perform his job properly without also infraction on the cell phone law. The Supreme Court has noted that while they already have restrictions placed on the use of cell phones in driving, they're completely in their rights to enforce the laws regarding towing procedure. Some regulations about towing were also struck down, but others, such as record drivers updating police before towing vehicles and impound lots be located within 15 miles of town, will still remain. Stay tuned at 6:30 this morning. We'll bring you an interview between WCHL's Aaron Keck and Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt about this ruling. Orange County residents will likely see a 2-cent increase in general property tax to help fund schools over the next fiscal year. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I move approval of the resolution intent.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On Thursday night, the duty of making a motion to pass a resolution of intent to adopt the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2014 to 2015 went to Commissioner Alice Gordon. Fellow Commissioner Mark Dorison all but insisted on that, saying that it would be her last opportunity to do so. She's retiring. Gordon joined other commissioners around the table at Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill in expressing a desire to fully fund local school systems, despite some of the back-and-forth admonishments over the past few weeks over funding requests. The $200.4 million expenditure budget that will be up for a final vote on June 17th includes a general fund school appropriation of $72.1 million, which equates to $3,571 per pupil in both the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County school systems. Additional funding would amount to $7.1 million, enough to cover the combined shortfall for both school districts. Finding a solution to school funding problems was made a little easier with the news that Orange County's projected unassigned fund balance for fiscal year 2014 to 15 is $35.3 million, or 18.8% of the general fund expenditure. According to Orange County's policy, the unassigned fund balance should be 17% of the general fund. The current fund balance exceeds that goal by 1.83%, and the projected excess amounts to $1.9 million. On a related note, interim manager Michael Talbert informed commissioners that they will see an agenda item next Tuesday that reflects the county's new AAA rating. A refund will be proposed, assuming no substantial rate change occurs, and Talbert said it would save the county $838,000.
That wasn't possible 3 weeks ago because our AAA rating wasn't here. With the AAA rating, we are going to get much better borrowing rates as we go forward with school needs, older school needs, and a potential bond referendum.
Still, in the here and now, commissioners needed to decide the matter of raising the general property tax for the first time in 5 years to help fund schools. With $1.9 million of excess funds and the manager's recommended $2.9 million increase to work with, commissioners and financial staff started doing the math. After some discussion, two options came up for a vote. One idea was to raise the general property tax by 1.75 cents and use $1 million from the fund balance excess. Commissioners Renee Price and Earl McKee supported that option. McKee said that a second proposal, a 2-cent tax hike, was, quote, a psychological step for a lot of people, and it made him uncomfortable.
We have a lot of people in Orange County that live in modest and lower-income homes that own these homes, that are living paycheck to paycheck, day to day. They're having a hard time putting food on the table, much less any of what many of us take for granted, including myself.
But Commissioner Mark Dorson reminded everyone that the Orange County budget will already be on the books when the General Assembly budget is passed in coming weeks.
Given the fact that we know that there's likely to be some more bleak scenario coming out, there are going to be other cuts that are going to have to be made and tough decisions that will be coming. And I trust the two school boards recognize the reality of that situation. So I'm in favor of the 2 cents.
In the end, it was the 2-cent tax increase, supplemented by $911,000 from the fund balance, which passed 5-2. Afterward, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Superintendent Tom Forsella and Board of Education Chair James Etta Bedford, who were in the audience, said they were very happy with the outcome. Here's Bedford.
This is a very positive budget for education in Orange County. I'm very pleased.
And here's Forsella.
I think we're very fortunate to have a Board of County Commissioners who support public education, especially in light of what's been happening up in Raleigh. So they came through for us, and we are very, very appreciative.
The Orange County Commissioners will vote on adopting the budget resolution on June 17th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a 4-course dinner with wine at Hillsborough's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table and learn more about chef owner and 4-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit Vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao!
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
6:14 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Members of the labor movement as well as the Forward Together Moral Movement will be leading the next Moral Monday rally on June 16th. That's Monday, 3 days from now, is one of the final Moral Monday events of this year's legislative session. North Carolina workers will be speaking out in defense of workers' rights for men and women. Protesters say that because the labor movement has been so vital for both workers' rights and civil rights, they will continue to let their voices be heard to ensure that the policies of the state will work for not just the wealthy and corporations, but for everyone. This Moral Monday protest also follows in the wake of extremist conservatives' attempts to inhibit actions such as singing, clapping, or speaking loudly, or what they have deemed any imminent disturbance. The protesting is set to take place at the North Carolina General Assembly, Halifax Mall, in the Great Lawn behind the Legislative Building in Raleigh at 5 p.m. That's on Monday. The state Senate has stripped Republican Governor Pat McCrory of the power to appoint all the members of a three-member commission that makes a final decision on unemployment insurance benefits for North Carolinians. The Senate approved the measure without discussion on Thursday to update the state's unemployment insurance system. The bill follows a spat in a Senate committee earlier this week, where an official from the governor's office said lawmakers were bullying the office over the appointments. Two members would be appointed by the General Assembly and one by the governor. The members would serve staggered four-year terms representing employees, employers, and the general public. The Senate also approved a business court modernization bill. Wake Senator Tamara Barringer says the new rules will make courts more predictable for businesses and people. And military generals gathered to support North Carolina's Common Core requirements in public schools, saying the standards are necessary to ensure the military can fill its ranks in the future. Generals from across the state from the nonprofit group Mission Readiness said the standards help prepare students for the military entrance exam and other college readiness tests. The House and Senate have passed separate bills that could change or drop Common Core requirements and create a commission to write new standards for North Carolina. Those standards would have to be approved by the State Board of Education. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you are ready to pop the question, then go see Grimble Jewelers. More on that in a moment. Your traffic moving along very smoothly this morning. Not a lot of it. That's the reason. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Traffic will build in volume. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, as usual. We'll let you know what's going on. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Grimble Jewelers is there for you always. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 67 degrees right now. Not as warm as the last couple of days. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high today about 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thundershowers in the evening. Then partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Our overnight low about 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, only a 20% chance of rain in the morning tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then Sunday, a nice sunny day on the way with a high of about 85 degrees. So it will finally get better by the end of the weekend. WCHL Championship Sports. The mother of former North Carolina star Diamond DeShields says her daughter is transferring to Tennessee to play basketball there. Tisha DeShields confirmed via text message on Thursday that Diamond has committed to the Lady Vols, the news reported earlier yesterday by the Knoxville News Sentinel. Diamond DeShields, 2013-14 Atlantic Coast Conference Freshman of the Year, averaged 18 points a game this past season to help Carolina go 27-10 and reach a regional final. Under NCAA rules, DeShields would have to sit out a year before being eligible to play for Tennessee. North Carolina coach Sylvia Hatchell announced on April 17th that the 6'1" guard out of Norcross, Georgia, planned to transfer. DeShields' mother was an All-American heptathlete for the Tennessee women's track team back in 1991 when she was known as Tisha Milligan. Michael Jordan has reached billionaire status. Forbes magazine estimated yesterday that Jordan's equity as owner of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets is $416 million and his net worth outside of the team to be $600 million. It reported that Jordan now owns 89.5% of the Hornets. Jordan's spokeswoman, Esti Portnoy, confirmed to the Associated Press that Jordan purchased an additional stake in the Hornets in January of 2013, but wouldn't say how much. Portnoy had no comment on whether or not Jordan is a billionaire. A six-time NBA champion, Jordan earned fame and fortune on the basketball court after hitting the winning basket in the 1982 National Championship game for Carolina over Georgetown. He went on to much more fame after leaving Carolina after his junior year. Generally regarded as the greatest player ever to play the game, he earned fame and fortune in the NBA as well as through endorsements and movies and all kinds of things. 51-year-old Jordan became the majority owner of the Hornets formerly the Bobcats, of course, in 2010 when he bought out Bob Johnson's share of the team. Now, turning to football, Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he's still unsure who will protect quarterback Cam Newton's blind side this season. Panthers have been searching for a replacement for longtime left tackle Jordan Gross, who retired earlier this offseason. Byron Bell, last year's starting right tackle, and Nate Chandler, a converted defensive tackle, have been working as the starting tackles during OTAs. They've been flip-flopping from left to right tackle depending on the day. Neither has played left tackle before in the NFL. Rivera says veteran Gary Williams, who's coming off a knee injury, could also figure in the mix once he's healthy. The coach doesn't seem concerned. The team hasn't decided on a left tackle, saying there's still time. He says we'll see how we are once we get into training camp. And of course, you know the importance of the left tackle. That was really publicized a lot during the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. Remember that movie? Even if you weren't a fan of football, they understood the importance of the left tackle protecting a right-handed quarterback. A person with knowledge of Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling's legal strategy says his team of lawyers has hired four private investigation firms to dig up dirt on the NBA's former and current commissioners and its 29 owners. The individual, who was not authorized to talk publicly, says investigators were given a six-figure budget over the next 30 days to examine the league's finances, allegations of previous discriminatory conduct, and compensation to past Commissioner David Stern and current Commissioner Adam Silver. They're also looking into whether other owners ever made any off-color jokes or racist or sexist remarks. Sterling is suing the NBA for $1 billion in federal court after the league tried to oust him as Clippers owner for making racist remarks to a girlfriend that were publicized. So it's come to this now. Donald Sterling, go away. 622 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more coming up next hour right here. And coming up next on WCHL, the Osgood File.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
But it takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? You've had so many years together, it's like she's woven into your soul, into your very being. Sometimes you can't tell who is you and who is her. You're together in a way that only happens with years of loving each other. She's such a part of you now that the idea of life without her just doesn't make sense. What would you do without her? That's something you never want to find out. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This anniversary, love her with the gift that tells her with a big exclamation point that life with her is the only thing you want. A diamond set in a pendant or earrings or that bigger diamond in her engagement ring. And when you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Grimble Jewelers, because your life together is the only life you want. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill. GrimbleJewelers.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
Have you entered into our photograph contest yet, our Father's Day photo contest? All you have to do is go to Chapelboro's Facebook page, submit a photo of you and your dad or your father figure in your life, whoever that may be, and you're automatically entered into the contest, or I should say that he is automatically entered into the contest. Again, go to Chapelboro's Facebook page and get registered to win. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Fire. Sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Thought leadership, superior results.
challenging the conventional in commercial real estate services. Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is National Flag Week. Tomorrow is Flag Day. It's been 2 centuries since Francis Scott Key watched the British bombardment of Fort McHenry in Baltimore and wrote a poem about the Fort's American flag, the Star-Spangled Banner, as he called it. Our CBS News colleague Jim Axelrod went to see it.
200 years later, the flag that withstood the British bombardment in the War of 1812 still packs them in at the Smithsonian, says curator Jennifer Jones.
We have really looked at it as an iconic object of America.
And while the flag may be showing its age, 8 feet worn away, one of its stars missing, the song it inspired has never been in better shape.
As you'll hear after this. Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at liftmaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
You're wearing top-of-the-line boots to hike the scenic Rockies, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
What's that, Mom?
What? Where?
Next time, experience Xperia UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference.
Look, Katie, an eagle.
They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50 plus the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperia UV, superior polarized sunglasses in your prescription for the best vision under the sun.
Set to the tune of an English drinking song, Francis Scott Key's lyric caught on over here, says Jim Axelrod.
Popular in 19th century patriotic social clubs, the Star-Spangled Banner became our national anthem when Congress chose it over America the Beautiful in 1931. John Philip Sousa made it a standard. Jimi Hendrix turned it on its head. Marvin Gaye injected a little soul. Whitney Houston made spirits soar. And Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis.
And the Rockets! Red Bear!
Well, he proved it's not for amateurs.
It's been proved many times that Oh Say Can You See is hard when you do it in Francis Scott's key. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers available today for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. All you need to bring is a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. So gather your friends, buy today's deal, and get your art buzz on. Buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, travel. traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Well, good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, 66 this morning in Carrboro, 66 also in Hillsboro this morning. Really nice day on the way. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. We could just hold off the rain. It is going to be a few degrees, well, let's not say cool, but less hot. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm evening, and then only a slight chance of rain after midnight. Low tonight about 65.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Brought to San Antonio to a military medical facility, soldier Bo Bergdahl, held captive in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. Reporter Michael Borg.
When he was a hostage, he learned a different language, so it's going to be a process of him getting back to routines. They talk a lot about routines in the military, and part of that routine is getting him to speak English again on a regular basis.
Correspondent Begad Shaban spoke with one expert.
Dr. Kimberly Finney served as a clinical psychologist in the Air Force for 16 years. She's never treated Bergdahl, but has provided therapy for hundreds of service members returning from combat, including former prisoners of war.
I would guess that he would probably have a significant dose of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS consultant, says experts will focus on a couple of areas.
First thing, of course, is his health. Next of all is the beginning of debriefing of what he knows about the Taliban in terms of where he was kept, who he talked to.
Bergdahl is owed $300,000 in back pay. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. Orange County residents will likely see a 2-cent increase in general property tax to help our schools get funded over the next fiscal year. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I move approval of the resolution intent.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
On Thursday night, the duty of making a motion to pass a resolution of intent to adopt the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2014 to 2015 went to Commissioner Alice Gordon. Fellow Commissioner Mark Dorson all but insisted on that, saying that it would be her last opportunity to do so. She's retiring. Gordon joined other commissioners around the table at Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill in expressing a desire to fully fund local school systems, despite some of the back-and-forth admonishments over the past few weeks over funding requests. The $200.4 million expenditure budget that will be up for a final vote on June 17th includes a general fund school appropriation of $72.1 million, which equates to $3,571 per pupil in both the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County school systems. Additional funding would amount to $7.1 million, enough to cover the combined shortfall for both school districts. Finding a solution to school funding problems was made a little easier with the news that Orange County's projected unassigned fund balance for fiscal year 2014 to 15 is $35.3 million, or 18.8% of the general fund expenditure. According to Orange County's policy, the unassigned fund balance should be 17% of the general fund. The current fund balance exceeds that goal by 1.83%, and the projected excess amounts to $1.9 million. On a related note, interim manager Michael Talbert informed commissioners that they will see an agenda item next Tuesday that reflects the county's new AAA rating. A refund will be proposed, assuming no substantial rate change occurs, and Talbert said it would save the county $838,000.
That wasn't possible 3 weeks ago because our AAA rating wasn't here. With the AAA rating, we are going to get much better borrowing rates as we go forward with school needs, older school needs, and a potential bond referendum.
Still, in the here and now, commissioners needed to decide the matter of raising the general property tax for the first time in 5 years to help fund schools. With $1.9 million of excess funds and the manager's recommended $2.9 million increase to work with, commissioners and financial staff started doing the math. After some discussion, two options came up for a vote. One idea was to raise the general property tax by 1.75 cents and use $1 million from the fund balance excess. Commissioners Renee Price and Earl McKee supported that option. McKee said that a second proposal, a 2-cent tax hike, was, quote, a psychological step for a lot of people, and it made him uncomfortable.
We have a lot of people in Orange County that live in modest and lower-income homes that own these homes, that are living paycheck to paycheck, day to day, They're having a hard time putting food on the table, much less any of what many of us take for granted, including myself.
But Commissioner Mark Dorson reminded everyone that the Orange County budget will already be on the books when the General Assembly budget is passed in coming weeks.
Given the fact that we know that there's likely to be some more bleak scenario coming out, there are going to be other cuts that are going to have to be made and tough decisions that will be coming, and I trust the two school boards recognize the reality of that situation. So I'm in favor of the 2 cents.
In the end, it was the 2 cent tax increase, supplemented by $911,000 from the fund balance, which passed 5-2. Afterward, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Superintendent Tom Forsella and Board of Education Chair James Etta Bedford, who were in the audience, said they were very happy with the outcome. Here's Bedford.
This is a very positive budget for education in Orange County. I'm very pleased.
And here's Forsella.
I think we're very fortunate to have a Board of County Commissioners who support public education, especially in light of what's been happening up in Raleigh. So they came through for us, and we are very, very appreciative.
The Orange County Commissioners will vote on adopting the budget resolution on June 17th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Supreme Court has decided against passing the law that would ban cell phone use while driving in Chapel Hill. The law would have also constrained towing in the town. Despite the back-and-forth discussion since 2012, the ordinance had not gone into effect due to various legal issues. This latest decision to strike down the law was agreed upon unanimously. Manager of a local towing business, George King, sued the town of Chapel Hill over both laws. Due to the rule that would require towers to alert police within 15 minutes of making a tow, King said he could not perform his job properly without also infraction on the cell phone law. The Supreme Court has noted that while they already have restrictions placed on the use of cell phones in driving, they're completely in their rights to enforce the laws regarding towing procedure. Some regulations about towing were also struck down, but others, such as record drivers updating police before towing vehicles and impound lots to be located within 15 miles of town, will still remain. WCHL's Aaron Keck welcomed Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith to the Thursday afternoon news to discuss the court's ruling.
It's good news for cities in North Carolina that we have the authority to regulate towing from private lots. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody from another news outlet called me today after this, too. I'm sure you're not surprised that's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of played that that mind experiment with them. You know, what's happening when you are meeting George's Towing or any other towing company in Chapel? You're returning to a place where you know you left your car.
Mm-hmm.
It could very well be very late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2014. Who carries cash?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And here comes a stranger. Fortunately, you see a number. A stranger comes to pick you up who you have to say, you got to take me to a cash machine first.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is not a comfortable situation.
Right. And you get back to your car in the middle of the night, and it's gone. It could have been towed. It could have been stolen.
Could have been stolen.
You don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you need to check with the police, and mm-hmm. none of that's fun. So this, I believe, you know, it's an inherently frightening, potentially frightening experience for anybody in any time of day if you think your car has been towed. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have some disagreements with some of the areas in which we, quote, lost. You know, one of the things that the court does is they limit our ability.
You might be hearing paper shuffling. It's a 21-page ruling, and both of us have a copy of it. So we're sifting through papers to find the specifics here.
Yeah, so like the town had set a fee schedule. You know, and mm-hmm. I don't recall right now. I should have looked, but I don't recall exactly what the dollar amount was and what we said the cap should be. But it should be noted, which the court didn't, that we actually consulted with towing companies to determine what that was. We had a process in place where we would do it annually mm-hmm. with the intention of hearing from towing companies about how the cost of providing the service went up, and so they need to, you know, we need to raise the cap on it. And I'm disappointed that the court didn't acknowledge that that was a responsible way of handling fees,
yeah.
and then just rely on this notion that this is just undue interference
yeah.
with ability
and
to make
money. And
in fact,
I think there's a point in there where, and again, we're reading the ruling. It was written by Justice Newby, and there's a point in the ruling where Justice Newby says, "Well, George King asserted, and this is just sort of accepted without contention." And I don't know if there was contention in the actual argument that the cost of the cost of operating in accordance with the ordinance exceeds the maximum fee that the ordinance sets, and that's an undue burden on his ability to earn a livelihood. And that just seems to be accepted sort of as a given.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And as I said, the court doesn't acknowledge that we actually have these provisions to receive information and set a fee that's reasonable. I could imagine that if we were setting an unreasonably low fee, you know, you can't charge more than $20 to give somebody back their car, that would be unreasonable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. This was, it was $150-something cap. And that the court would say that there's no rational relationship between a fee, a cap, and regulating and protecting health, safety, and welfare, I think to me is just outrageous, particularly as we go through that thought experiment I just went through.
Right.
What is happening when you are trying to get your car back? Without any kind of confidence that the fee is reasonable, I mean, it becomes something close to extortion.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cap. So it's 2:00 in the morning.
They could charge literally
$500, $1,000 to get your car back.
Mm. Now, we haven't seen that necessarily in Chapel Hill, but we've seen significant charges, more than 150. Has it ever been more than 200?
I've heard $300 charges since our towing ordinance was held in abeyance and stayed, and our ability to enforce it was stayed. I've heard upwards of $300 to get your car back from a tow, which is outrageous. Now, if you break down on the side of the road and you call these same towing companies, you ask them to take you somewhere,
right?
It's what, $65 to $80?
That's just a portion of the discussion between Aaron Keck and Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. You can listen to the entire conversation on our website, chapelboro.com. Bear in mind that conversation took place right after the mayor found out about this new ruling. At 6:42 and WCHL, Fred Black has today's commentary, and it's on the way next.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photo-aging, such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, Mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Mayor, thank you. 6:43.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. On Thursday, June the 5th, I had the opportunity to speak to the board of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. As on that very night 70 years earlier, ordinary members of our armed forces prepared to board ships, planes, and gliders to invade Normandy on D-Day and do some extraordinary things we all remember. Some 2,500 never lived to see June 7th, and they joined the ranks of the more than 1 million men and women we respect, honor, and remember for their sacrifice each Memorial Day. I asked our board to take the necessary steps to prevent what happened this year from ever happening again and remove Memorial Day as a makeup day from all future calendars. Our state law keeps Veterans Day from being used as a makeup day, and the board's good judgment and political astuteness keeps them from using the holiday honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So why do we disrespect the holiday that honors there's 1 million Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. As other districts all around us found a way to honor Memorial Day and respect our dead, we didn't, and it shouldn't happen again. If you agree with me, please contact the school board and ask them to remove Memorial Day from the list of makeup days on all future calendars. Their phone number is 919-967-8211, and you can email the entire board at allboardmembers@chccs.k12.nc.us. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Freshman Ryan Switzer rewrote the record books as far as punt returns are concerned in 2013. The rookie set multiple school, conference, and national records for his work returning kicks. One of those records was for total punt return yards, as Switzer accrued a Carolina record 502 yards on just 24 returns in 2013. Today's Tar Heel Trivia question wonders, who held the old record for total punt return yards for a Tar Heel before Switzer's mark this past year? The answer to that bit of trivia comes up after this short commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Today's Tar Heel Trivia question asked, who held the Carolina record for total punt return yards before Ryan Switzer's 502 return yards in 2013 set a new mark? The old mark belonged to Bosley Allen, who had 421 total return yards in the year 2000. It should be noted, Allen had 28 total returns in 2000 for his 421 yards. While Switzer needed just 24 to set the new record last year.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Ryan Switzer is something else. Looking forward to seeing him in the fall as well. 648 at WCHL. Only thing is, everybody knows he's so good now, they're going to kick away from him just as much as possible. Coming up on WCHL, a quick look at your morning traffic and weather, and we also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz on the way, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Hello, this is Tony Hall of Tony Hall & Associates. I'm thrilled to see the real estate market so lively again. More buyers are buying, more sellers are selling, and we need more listings. If we can assist you, please call today, 919-933-8500, or visit us on the internet, TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt, and for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
6:49 at WCHL, time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning and no problems reported so far. If you know of anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us, if you like, at WCHL. However you decide to communicate, please do that safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor Weather, presented this morning by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is going to be partly sunny today, 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms. Our high today, about 85, so not as muggy as the last couple of days. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then 20% chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low is 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning, and our high in the middle 80s. Saturday night, it'll be clear with a low in the low 60s, and then on Sunday, a mostly sunny day with a high of about 85 degrees. So actually, the weather is going to get a lot better here over the next couple of days. Still hot today, though. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Got a whole bunch of them to tell you about today. Actor Bob McGrath is 82 years old today. Magician Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is 75. Singer Bobby Freeman, 74 years old today. Remember a song called The Swim? That was Bobby Freeman. Actor Malcolm McDowell is 71 years old today. Actor Richard Thomas, John Boy, 63. Actor Jonathan Hogan, 63. Actor Stellan Skarsgård, 63. Comedian Tim Allen is 61 today. Actress Ally Sheedy of The Breakfast Club and other movies, 52 years old today. Wonder whatever happened to her. TV anchor Hannah Storm is 52 years old today. Singer David Gray, 46. Actor Jamie Walters, 45. Rivers Cuomo, lead singer of a group called Weezer, 44 years old today. Actor Ethan Embry, 36 years old today. Actress Sarah Schaub, 31. Actresses Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen are 28 years old today, as is Kat Dennings, 28, who's become rather well-known in the television show Two Rich Girls. We have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Julie Richardson, happy birthday. And Michael Frank also has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Ellen Valley. Ellen, I'm not going to say a number, but I know what it is. Happy birthday, Ellen Valley. You're going to get a $10 gift card from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Ellen Valley, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
Oh, well.
Yeah, be careful today.
Time for trivia. And what is special about today?
Perhaps you've seen your calendar. Perhaps not.
It's Friday.
We're hoping that you said rabbit rabbit on June the 1st because you may need it today.
You might.
Friday the
13th.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, there'll be a Friday on the front porch today.
Of course.
With the Carolina Inn. There's also going to be some entertainment down at the
Southern Village.
140 East down at Southern Village. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on today. Just be careful and have fun.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And wherever you go, look for Freddie because he'll probably be at all those places.
I may try to hit them all.
Probably spring into one of them and then head out and go hit the others, too.
Well, I live so close to downtown, so I can walk to 140 West Franklin and Friday on the front porch.
Yeah, he is one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, folks. I mean that literally and figuratively.
And we got something big coming up over the weekend. What happens on Sunday?
Father's Day.
Father's Day!
That's right. That's right.
Sure that if you're not there with him, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or you reflect and remember someone who, for me personally, one of the most wonderful, just best men I could ever...
Yeah.
I miss my dad still.
Well, not only that, but I lost my father just several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're still lucky enough to have your dad in your life or someone who's a father figure.
Exactly.
Then, or a grandfather.
Let him know.
Whatever. Tell him. Yeah. Tell him how you feel about
it. Just let him know.
Really.
It's a good. So, of course, we're going to do something that has to do with fathers.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you, buddy.
Okay. If the father of our country is George Washington, and James Madison is the father of the Constitution, then who is the father of UNC?
The father of UNC. That would be...
If the father of our country is George Washington, and James Madison is the father of the Constitution, who is generally regarded as the father of the University of North Carolina?
Okay. All right. I would tell you who I think would be the modern-day father of the university, in my mind.
Yeah, and I know who I bet you're going to say.
Yeah.
That has something to do with his day.
Yeah. Okay. Bill Friday.
Yeah, Bill Friday, but no.
But someone...
Go back to the 18th century.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question. And if you can get it correct, then you will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Good to go.
Yep, you got it. Thank you. Thank you, Pop.
Thanks, Dad.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeannie Bell is the new Executive Director for Farmer Food Share, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Farmer Food Share is a nonprofit organization that connects people who grow food with people who need food, working to make sure that everybody in the community has fresh local food available to them. Donations of fresh produce or cash at farmers markets. Any cash donated is used to buy more fresh produce from local farmers. The donation stations operate every week that there's a farmers market. So we get a lot of donations during the busy season when there are lots of shoppers, there's tons of produce. But during the winter, people still need good, healthy food. And there are great social service agencies all around the triangle doing good work, but fresh food is often in short supply. So what we're really challenging the community to do during June is to donate to a buying reserve for the winter so we can make fresh food available to the needy in our community.
Even here in what we like to think of as an affluent community, there is plenty of poverty.
If we're talking about Orange County, 1 in 5 North Carolinians, 1 in 5 people in Orange County are at risk for hunger, are food insecure. So that means over 20,000 people in our county. It's a huge problem, and the number's higher for children. 1 in 4 children in North Carolina are food insecure, which is the politically correct way of saying at risk for hunger, don't know where their 3 meals a day are going to come from. And we certainly see that there's a lot more need in the northern part of Orange County. There's a big hunger problem. It's everywhere.
Jeannie Bell says at Farmer Food Share, they have a very few people who get a lot of work done.
Just a few staff members, but we've partnered with over 20 farmers markets across North Carolina, hundreds of farmers, dozens of social service agencies, food pantries, community kitchens, and hundreds of volunteers. We encourage anybody who wants to get actively involved to consider coming out to farmers markets, make a donation, purchase food, donate to the buying reserve, or volunteer.
If you'd like to help, go to farmerfoodshare.org.
Join us. Help us raise a buying reserve for the winter season when food is scarce.
Jeannie Bell loves her work because she loves helping other people.
I've been interested in sustainable agriculture and local food for a long time. I used to work in the public school system and saw the incredible need even in affluent communities like ours here in Chapel Hill, and got interested in making sure that fresh food, good food is accessible to everyone in the community. Along the way, as a farmer's market shopper, saw the donation stations, learned more about Farmer Food Share, and started volunteering. I've been involved with Farmer Food Share about 2 years now.
And already, Jeannie is executive director. She's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't figure out the father of our university, just take a little drive
to McCorkle Place.
To McCorkle Place. Look for the Davy Poplar.
Yeah, he's got a tree named after him.
Maybe that'll bring it to you. You could drive down on Davy Circle.
Yep.
And a lot of famous people have lived over there. We're talking about Mr. Davy.
You can even think of the Monkees, one of the Monkees' lead singers.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Davy Jones.
That's right.
William Richardson Davy.
Yeah.
D-A-V-I-E. Military officer during the War for Independence. 10th governor of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He also sponsored the bill that chartered the University of North Carolina. And, of course, on October the 12th, 1793, he laid the cornerstone of Old East,
yep,
which was the day and continues to be the birthday for both the university and for the town of Chapel Hill.
And a lot of people don't know that second part.
William William Richardson Davy. Yes, yeah. Town and university were born on the same day.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible, because without the university, there wouldn't be the town.
Nope.
And, you know, it's just, it's a special place because the university and the town are so intertwined.
Well, thanks to everybody for calling in with the answer. A lot of people knew it, but John Wilson was the first one to get in with the correct answer. And John Wilson's going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will be back with another trivia question for you on Monday morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 67 degrees right now. Partly sunny all day. Not a bad day, actually, but we do have a 50-50 chance of showers or thunderstorms.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A military flight from Germany touched down in San Antonio overnight, delivering Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for further treatment at the Brooke Army Medical Center. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon says Bergdahl will continue the next phase of his reintegration process, and the focus remains on his health and well-being. Bergdahl is also expected to be reunited with his family at some point in San Antonio. It's not clear when he will make his first public appearance. Military officials don't want to rush that after his long time in captivity.
Bergdahl spent 5 years as a hostage of the Afghan Taliban. Mark Gonzalez, a civilian who was held by Colombian rebels for 5 years, has been through the reintegration program at Brooke. Getting your life back, he says, takes time.
It's not as easy.